Hare Krishna. This morning here in Yamaja Dham, we had the first part of a interesting function, which was the installation of three holy places. They were two replica temples, Radha Ballabh, Radha Bunka Bihari, and the Samadhi of Bilva Mangal Thakur. This evening we'll have another two. One is Dhamanala Kund, and the other is Lord Nityananda's sitting place, Nitai Baitak. And I have some pictures, try and put them up today, of the event. And a little chance to, the whole community was there and made offerings to the temple, prayed for the appearance of those transcendental personalities so that we could remember them, worship them, and offered Pushpanjali, and thereafter had a talk. And the pastime, or the story, life story of Bilbo Mangal Thakur is always an inspirational one. And because it's a story of constantly endeavoring with the devils, the obstacles within us. And in this case, in Bilbo Mangal Thakur's case, that all-pervasive great enemy that Krishna calls, which is lust, kama isha, maha shano maha papa vidyiram hibayinam. Prabhu Mangal Thakur was from a good quality family in South India, but he really had a weakness for ladies, and particularly for one prostitute by the name of Chantamani. So even at the time of his father's demise, he, despite extraordinary climatic conditions, must have been monsoon or something, he swam across a swollen river and holding on to a dead body, went through raging storm, wind, and so on, climbed the walls of the house by holding on to a snake, and finally got into her place. And when he arrived, she was just so amazed that he would come under these conditions, and when he described the obstacles he overcame, she, considering his background as a devotee, then she said, if you were as attached to Lord Krishna as you are to me and this temporary body, you'd be a great devotee. Now, the interesting thing is that this statement, though spoken by Chintamani, and Bilva Mangal Thakur credits her as one of his gurus, was actually spoken through her by his guru from previous life. And his effort at Krishna consciousness was not that of a singular life, but it was continuing from a previous life, and which once again, obviously, he wasn't successful. But when Bilva Mangal heard that, then sort of a wave of renunciation, realization, and shame came over him, and so he decided, fine, I'm leaving home, I'm going to Vrindavan. Krishna has spoken. And how many times have we also had those type of determinations, only later on to find out that material desires still continue to linger. even though we may become very resolute and determined for Krishna consciousness. And of course we all have that determination, and that's why we're all here in Krishna consciousness. But we see that it's a matter of the purification of the heart, and one needs determination. Having a quote-unquote realization, a one-off realization, is not enough. So, Brother Mangal Thakur headed off to Vrindavan, and on the way he stopped in a village, and while he was at a lake bathing, then a very beautiful Brahmani came by. And once again, material desire surfaced within his heart, and Brother Mangal Thakur became exceedingly attracted to her, so much so that he followed her home. And of course the Brahmani went to her husband and told her this man's following her. And the man went and saw here's a high class Brahmin, an aristocratic person, who obviously not just an ordinary woman hunter. And he thought something needs to be done in order to bring this person to a center. So he asked him, he says, why did you follow my wife home? He says, I'm very attracted to her. I want to enjoy with her. So the man thought, let's leave this to Krishna. And he said, fine, I'll leave home. You can go to my wife. He went and told his wife. He said, this man is really lost, really an illusion, that we need to do something to somehow or another bring him out of his illusion. So whatever he wants, you do it. Which is quite an extraordinary thing for a man to tell his wife, what to speak of in Vedic culture. This isn't the tradition in Vedic culture. There may be some cultures that that's there, but usually those are quite primitive cultures. Share your wife. She had faith in her husband, so her husband said that, so she said, all right. And Bilba Mangal Thakur came in, and he saw that the lady was there, very chaste, and so he asked, what did your husband say? And she said, he asked me to fulfill your desire. And so at that point, Bilba Mangal Thakur started to again become overwhelmed with shame. And that how could he humiliate a chaste woman in this way and besmirch a good Brahmin family. So he was really distraught. But he looked at the lady, and I guess she had her hair tied up, and she had a hairpin. And so she asked him what he wanted to do. He said, just give me your hairpin. And with his hairpin, he poked out his eyes, which we don't necessarily know that Bilba Mangal Thakur thereafter became free of desire. He certainly became a very great devotee. When he reached Vrindavan blind, he had blinded himself. He reached Vrindavan blind, but it shows determination, real determination, that under all circumstances, somehow or another, I have to achieve Krishna, and whatever things stand in the way, then let me get rid of those things. So he blinded himself and went to Vrindavan, did bhajan, and lived in Vrindavan for 800 years at Brahmakund, extraordinary length of time. And this wasn't in another age, this was in this age. And while he lived there, he became a perfected devotee. Or in view of our acharyas that he actually attained the stage of bhava. And he wrote one very, very beautiful book called Krishna Karnamrita. And that Krishna Karnamrita is famous not only for the moods of ecstasy that it portrays, but also its extraordinary grammar and language, very, very beautiful Sanskrit verses. So, Bhagavan will live there, blind, and would chant, do kirtan, tell stories, became very well known. And Krishna Karnamrita, the meaning of it is that which gives nectar to Krishna's ears. Krishna would come personally, and he would listen to Bhava Mangal Thakur reciting these wonderful verses. And although Bhava Mangal Thakur was blind, gradually he came to the realization this boy who was regularly coming was not an ordinary boy. With his spiritual eyes, he could recognize that this was actually Krishna. And so there's one famous incident in which he tries to catch Krishna, but he's unable to do so, and Krishna runs away like a naughty little boy. And then Bhava Mangal Thakur says, well, you may be able to run away from my grasp, out of my reach, but you can't run out of my heart. You can't escape from my heart. And so here we've installed the samadhi of Bhava Mangal Thakur, and gives a opportunity for devotees to take heart time and time again. We may seem to be facing the same enemies, but if we're really determined and if we're willing to do whatever it takes, but don't take your eyesight or don't do anything extreme like Bhava Mangal Thakur, it's not necessary. But symbolically, if we're willing to do what it takes, then ultimately we'll be able to please Krishna, we'll be able to reach Krishna. Hare Krishna. Bhava Mangal Thakur ki jai.